It was kind of hard for me to understand why wild game like deer or turkey might be contaminated from river pollution. So I hit up Daniel O'Brien for some answers. O'Brien is a toxicologist with Michigan's Department of Natural Resources. He says the problem starts with dioxin in the river.
It's in the sediments in these contaminated parts of the Tittabawassee River. And after flood events in the spring, when, say, mud from the river gets deposited onto bushes or whatever, and the deer browse those, then they pick up soil that way.
Part of O'Brien's job is to spread the news about the contamination. He says when you buy a hunting license in Michigan, you get this brochure.
It's a booklet that has all of the regulations for hunting and trapping in it.
These wildlife consumption advisories are voluntary, but they kind of read like owner's manuals. They lay out where the dioxin-contaminated animals are, then they tell you what animals you can eat and what parts. For example, no one is supposed to eat deer liver from the areas. That's got the most dioxin in it. And of the cuts you can eat, the advisory says how much and how often. Plus, they tell you who should eat less or maybe none at all.
Where kids might be more sensitive, they might have a more stringent advisory than somebody like me, who's kind of your middle-aged man, and we might not be as susceptible to toxic effects.
The idea is to protect people from dioxin and the risk it poses for cancer and diseases of the immune, reproductive, and developmental systems. It's an important job, given how big hunting is in Michigan.
We have 750,000 hunters every year that go afield and harvest 500,000 white-tailed deer.
Michigan scientists take the issue seriously, but I'm kind of curious whether hunters do. So I visit the Saginaw Field and Stream Club. Inside, there's this paneled wall with faded pictures of club presidents. It stretches from the club's founding in 1916 all the way to this guy, current president Tom Heritor.
We're still here today.
Heritor says his club is smack dab in the contaminated area, and everyone knows about the advisories, but, well...
The game advisory, I have not heard one person that has any problem with the deer or any of the birds around the watershed.
This goes for him, too.
Nobody is sick from it. I don't know of anybody that has died of dioxin exposure. That's never been proven. It's nothing to take lightly, but then again, I think it might be a little bit on the overblown side, too.
The state of Michigan tried to survey hunters like Heritor. Officials wanted to know if hunters were feeding tainted game to young children. That survey never made the budget. Before I leave the hunting club, Heritor wants to clear something up. He's actually mad about dioxin. It's in the environment, and he wants it gone.
There's absolutely no reason for industry to be polluting our natural resources, whether it be air, soil, or water.
Even if it's not like a slam dunk for sure,
killing people
off sort of thing.
Number one, God didn't put it there, it don't belong there. I mean, that's the way it is.
Well, Heritor wants the environment protected from dioxin, but not necessarily himself. State scientists say if Heritor changes his mind and he wants to reduce his health risk, they'll keep printing those game advisories for him. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.